most payday lending companies that operate in Colorado are out-of-state corporations. They are not small businesses. The profits that they make do not stay here in our economy. And actually, they're sucking $50 million out of our economy additionally through the fees and interest that they're charging. The ballot initiative would cap the annual percentage rate at 36% for payday loans. That is inclusive of fees, and it would make payday loans subject to the same top interest rate allowable for all other installment loans in Colorado.
Could you explain what a payday loan is, how it works?
A payday loan is a short-term loan for up to $500. A borrower is often enticed by neon signs that tell them that they can access quick cash. Most of these borrowers are in a financial emergency, and they go into a payday lender, and they have to provide access to their checking account to the lender, and they also must prove that they are employed. And when the loan is due, the payday lender can actually pull the money out directly from the borrower's checking account. Since there's such a high interest rate and fee schedule, the borrower often, most times, does not have the funds to pay back the loan and all of that interest when it comes due. The borrower will contact the payday lender and take out a new loan, and they will incur new origination fees, new monthly maintenance fees, and that interest will stack up, and it's called the payday lending debt cycle.
What personally inspired you to do this work on Initiative 126?
When I learned that payday lenders were charging triple-digit interest, and when I learned what was happening to individuals who were getting caught up in this debt cycle, you know, hardworking Coloradans who have a financial emergency, usually it's an illness in their family or a car breaks down, something unexpected happens to shake up your financial situation for that current payday cycle or for that month. And these individuals, you know, they take a payday loan and they really get stuck in this debt cycle. It ruins their credit. They are losing checking accounts altogether because of the overdraft fees. And I just feel like it's an economy that is lopsided when we allow an industry like the payday lenders to take advantage of financial crisis and to charge triple-digit interest. And fair lending is one of the crucial ingredients in an economy that works for everyone.
For listeners who want to learn more or have a personal story to share, or if they want to help with the initiative, where can they find all this information?
We are working right now to get our website up and running. The domain name will be stoppredatorypaydayloans.org.
Thank you so much, Corinne Fowler, for the work you're doing and for talking to Katie and Kay.
Thank you. We appreciate your coverage of this important issue.